Then Miss Apple pointed to the numerical expression. Candace's eyes grew, and she discovered what Miss Apple had been doing the whole time. "Wow! Did I just solve that problem? How did I do it?" questioned Candace. "You did solve the problem because you broke the problem into parts. Instead of being overwhelmed by the entire math equation, you heard the problem I read aloud in the same order that you are supposed to solve that problem," explained Miss Apple, pointing again to the initial problem.